Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Brian, you hear the disputes about the tithe, and I heard it best from Robert Morris. He says the tithe is not the law. He said it's life. You know, because when you hear the disputes about it's no longer the law, I don't have to do it. Anybody that I ever hear argue against the tithe, I've not met one person yet who doesn't struggle financially. It's almost like nitpicking over, I don't have to do this anymore. But it's like every other standard that Jesus said, you know, you've heard it said, well, I say, every standard is above, but it's a grace standard. It's an invitation to participate with God in. And so I would love for you just to make your case about the idea of the tithe or just even connecting our finances to our walk with the Lord.
Well, in my own journey and in helping people understand this, I talk about the idea of giving at least a tenth. If you go to the Old Testament law, there actually were three different distinct tithes. And so a faithful tither in the Old Testament would actually give 23 1/3%. So that's kind of one thing from a theological standpoint. The other thing, I've done research. I actually just completed this last year research from people that give 10% or more of their income, and they were from 70 countries and all 50 states. So it was the largest research study ever undertaken among people that give 10% or more. An interesting part of that is some of them don't even consider themselves tithers, but what I would say is, people that are mature spiritually do give 10% or more. So whether you call it a tithe or not, the reality is mature Christians give 10% or more. And it is a mark of spiritual maturity. But the really fascinating thing is my research is called The State of the Plate. And people can go and look online for it. Stateoftheplate.info is the website. But when it came to people that give 10% or more, there were 9 categories of financial matters. And in all 9 categories, when you compared Christians that give 10% or more to those that do not give at least 10% or 10% or more, in every category, those who give 10% or more were better off financially. They had less mortgage, they had less credit card debt, they had more savings, they had all these different things were true about people that give 10% or more. So it actually scientifically is a path to greater financial health and contentment than those that do not give at that level. Very fascinating that there's scientific proof to a scriptural reality that I was able to prove from people in 70 countries and 50 states.
I just think it's just so powerful, and I'm very passionate about this. And my personal ministry is writing and speaking. It's not a nonprofit, so I feel like I can say this from the mountaintops, and I do almost everywhere I go because I want it for the giver. I want it for the church and for the kingdom of God to move forward, but I also want it for the person who's not yet giving. I want you to experience what it is to partner with God and trust Him in your finances. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.